Johnson came on the blitz, and Ball gets lit up as soon as he gets the football. Derek Johnson continues his incredible play.
All right, DJ, 11 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, made a commitment. Was there ever a doubt that you were going to be back in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform?
You know what? There wasn't a doubt. There wasn't a doubt. And I'm a little biased because I never been through a free agency before. Never had options. It was one of those things where I've been here for 11 years and I'm hopefully trying to stay for my whole career. And I've been blessed and to have Andy Reid come in and John Dorsey and loving what they bring to the table. And I'm glad I'm here for another 3 years.
So you've played through five different head coaches here. And we've talked a lot about the last 3 years and just how different it's been. I know you've talked a lot about with this group of players about getting to the playoffs, winning a playoff game. Now you guys accomplished that. And now you're coming back. Jay's coming back. Tomba's coming back. Eric's coming back. It's like the gang's all staying together. How important is that for you guys to keep intact what you guys had and go give this another shot to accomplish what you guys want to?
Man, the chemistry that we have, that's very important. You don't want to break that up. John Dorsey and the organization, they made sure that they kept the nucleus of the defense together, nucleus of the team together. And man, I'm happy, man, to see my brother Tumba get his contract done. He's been here 10 years with me. And for Jay Howard, one of the big guys, I rely on him, Dontari Poe, and Bailey in the middle. So they're going to really help me out to keep making plays that I've been making plays throughout my career. So I'm being a very safe place when it comes to that Chiefs defense.
What would you wish for on a Sunday?
No.
Be a Chief, baby. Uh-huh. Ball out today, all right? Uh-huh.
How much do you stay in touch with those guys throughout the offseason? Everybody's got their own situations is what they're going through with free agency and all that. But did you keep in touch with those guys and kind of recruit a little bit and say, hey, we got to keep this together. We were right there.
You know what? We do. We're close-knit group. A lot of high-character guys on our team, and we all talk. Defensively, now we talk to the offensive guys here and there. You know, I work out with Jamal Charles during the offseason all the time. So he's an offensive guy, but my defensive guys, we're more biased, so we definitely talk all the time and make sure we keep that nucleus together because we want to have the best defense in the league.
How close do you think you guys are to taking that next step? Because you took another step last year, but how close do you think you are to taking that next step and winning a few playoff games and ultimately getting to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think we're very close. It's one of those things where you can see what we have. We've been working our tails off. We just won our first playoff games in 20 years, and it's just little steps that we need to keep doing. And we're a playoff or winning a game here of winning it all. So, I mean, that's very exciting to be. We're not one of those rebuilding teams. We're a team that is going to be in the thick of it at the end of the day.
Now, you've had a chance since the end of the season to kind of look back at your last season because you were coming off the Achilles injury. Now you had a little time to look back at what you were able to accomplish. Are you surprised at how well, you played at a Pro Bowl level. Were you surprised at how well you came back and played last season?
You know what? I wasn't surprised. I expected it. But it sometimes I sit back in bed and like, man, I'm checking my Achilles, checking certain things. Like, is this really happening right now? I'm back. I'm really back to form. And that's a blessing, man. That's the best. I prayed and worked my tail off all off season to get back for the 2015 season, and I got back, and my main part is helping my teammates win. If I can do that, making a difference, affecting plays, helping my teammates win, that's all I want.
I got to ask you the same question that you asked Tomba, because you guys have been here for so long, and nowadays it's almost rare for players to play their entire careers with one organization. You and Tomba get to do that together, most likely. Just that legacy, is that important to you to stay here and to get your name up on the Ring of Honor, all-time leading tackler already, but to continue doing that?
It means the world to me to stay in one place. Everybody's always saying, man, I tell them, man, I've been in Kansas City for 11 years. They're like, what? Has it been that long? You know, but it's been some great times. I've had some ups and downs. I've been through three general managers, five head coaches, and the best is yet to come. And to say that, man, and we're still chomping at the bit trying to get this ring. That's the main part, to winning the Lombardi Trophy and getting a Super Bowl win. Me and Tom are going to keep going at it until we get it.
Different head coaches, different general managers, but it's been the same fans. It's been Chiefs Kingdom supporting you throughout the entire thing, ups and downs in the seasons. What's your relationship been like with them, and how has it developed throughout your 11-year career?
Best fans in the world. Best fans. And some people say that, And, you know, like a cliche type deal, I mean it, man. I've been here since 05, and the support that we have in this community in Kansas City, man, it is unmatched, unmatched. I mean, I've met so many people. I mean, they're so appreciative. I mean, I've met some people that had season tickets before I was born type deal. So, I mean, to meet them and to shake hands with them, it's been amazing. And I want to finish my career here for sure.